If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
The New York Giants quarterback play this preseason has been less than stellar. But what's really been concerning is the backup quarterback play. Drew Lock dealing with injuries after a subpar performance in the first preseason game of the year. And Tommy DeVito not looking as if he's taking the next step that you would like to see him take in year two. But there are going to be some talented quarterbacks that either get waived and or cut in the next few days. One of them could possibly be Cleveland Browns' Jameis Winston, a guy who I believe is the best backup in the NFL right now. I'm wondering if the Giants should go after him. We'll talk about it in a second. I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I have a Giant issue. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of A Giant Issue. I am Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me. Wherever you are joining me from, make sure that you go to the New York Giants on the SI website for all of your Giants news and information, up-to-date cuts and waiver wires, everything. When the 53-man roster drops, they will be the first to have it. We will be the first to have it. Over at New York Giants on SI. I don't normally report on stuff like that. But I'm really, man, I don't know how to say it, but it's where we thought all of the uncertainty was over with because we were getting ready for football. There's just a lot of talent. You know, one of the myths that people have tried to get you to believe is that there's just not enough good quarterback play in the NFL. I believe that to be false. I believe the problem is that everybody wants a certain type of quarterback. And if they don't get that certain type of quarterback, then they try to get the type of quarterback that fits that mold. And there's not a lot of those out there. But if you are intelligent enough, smart enough, daring enough, whatever words you want to use, bold enough, if you're creative enough, there are quarterbacks that fit a myriad of styles that can help you win games. Interesting enough, in this New York Giants system, the system that they want to run, it values pushing the ball down the field. This means that you have to have a quarterback not only with a strong arm, right? One that can cut through that harsh New York, New Jersey wind in November, December, hopefully January, right? But you also have to have somebody who knows how to put the touch on it and drop it in the bucket deep. You have to have somebody that's willing to stare down the barrel of the gun, right? And take the hits. Someone who's athletic enough to maneuver in the pocket and can pick you up yards with their legs if they have to. But somebody that's just like not always just looking to press the gas and run, right? And so it's interesting that we hear the news that Dorian Thompson-Robinson, DTR, is going to make the team as a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, because they brought in Jameis Winston to be the backup to Deshaun Watson. Now, this may just mean that they're going to keep three quarterbacks active, right? Because there's no telling. Deshaun Watson may not be ready to go game one, right? So that might be Winston and then DTR as the backup. However, what if Deshaun Watson is ready to go and that the intent is to have DTR be his backup because DTR is a similar quarterback to what Deshaun Watson is, the way they get it done, meaning that the game plan doesn't have to change as much from starter to backup like it did last year when they had to go and get Flacco off the street because all of their quarterbacks kept getting hurt, right? So there's that thought process. So what happens if a guy like Jameis Winston hits the streets and now has his choice, because he hasn't really had his choice like you would think? He's picked places that seem to be advantageous where he could possibly have a chance to play. It didn't work out in New Orleans for whatever reason. They never wanted to turn the job over to him. They kind of sort of did for like 5 minutes, and then he got hurt. And instead of saying, well, when he's hurt, we'll give him at the job, they just let the Red Rocket keep the job and wondered why they sucked. Then they went out and paid $100 million too much for a car, and you should never pay that much money for a car in the NFL. They're never going to drive well. They're always going to break down. You know the analogy. But it got me thinking, like, well, what does Jameis Winston do really well? Well, he has a big arm. It's an accurate big arm. He knows how to push the ball downfield. He's not afraid to push the ball downfield. And the added bonus that the Buccaneers never got to see is he's had corrective surgery on his eye, so he can see now. You remember back when Jameis Winston used to do this all the time in Tampa Bay and people used to make fun and say, yo, it looks like he needs glasses. And then you would see him off the field wearing glasses. You would wonder why he was always doing this. And the Buccaneers, for their eternal wisdom, never thought to get this man checked, to have his eyes checked to see if he can see, right? Because some of the interceptions that he threw were interceptions where he just didn't see somebody standing there. And if you know anything about people who can't see, depending upon what kind of vision impairment it is, they don't see things. So then he went to New Orleans, had corrective surgery, sat the bench, got wiser, gotten older, but still not 30 years old yet. Right? Has the opportunity to be on the waiver wires. And if you're asking me right now, yo, who do you like more? Do you like Drew Lock or do you like Jameis Winston? It's Jameis Winston, right? It's Jameis Winston for me. Drew Lock is a Jameis Winston kind of version, only not as good. Never forget that in the year where Jameis Winston threw 30 interceptions, right? Where he gets clowned for being in the 30-30 club, those 30 interceptions, it wasn't as if they came consistently throughout the year. There were games where he had 5 and 4 interceptions. He had clumps of interceptions. I bet if you went back and looked at it, that year that he had 30 interceptions, it was only a handful of games that produced the majority of the interceptions. Right? Like, if we went back and dissected his year at the his game by game log, I'm pretty sure it would show something that would back up what I'm saying. Matter of fact, let's do that. Let's go look at his game logs from that famous season where he turned the ball over 30 times. We had 30 interceptions. Not even turned the ball over, where he had 30 interceptions. By the way, this was the 2019 season when he did that. He was 25 years old. It was his fifth year in the league. He had been through a couple coaching changes, right? A couple offensive coordinator changes. And now Bruce Arians comes in, and this is year one of Bruce Arians. And Bruce Arians is saying, no risk it, no biscuit, throw the ball down the field, chuck and duck, right? That was what he wanted. That was what he wanted done. And so in that year, Jameis Winston did that. He threw the ball. And Jameis Winston's superpower, right, his gift and his curse, is that he believes he can bring you back from anything. So while some quarterbacks like, I don't know, like maybe, I'm trying to think of guys who do this thing where they'll just like check it down or be conservative, even if it means them losing the game. But it was a bunch of them. And you know who used to surprisingly do it? Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers was not going to risk it all in order to bring you back. If he thought he had a way back, he would take it. But if he didn't, he would not. I'm looking at his year by year, and I'm going to think of some more names I think are better than Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers is a GOAT, right? He's a great. All right, so game one, he has 3 interceptions. Then he went 4 games in a row where he threw 10 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. So game one, week one, he had 3 interceptions. Then in weeks 2, 3, 4, and 5, he throws 2 interceptions and he throws for 10 touchdowns. That's pretty darn good, right? Then in Carolina, he throws 5 interceptions. 1 touchdown, 5 interceptions, 400 yards. The next week, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 300 yards. The next week versus Seattle, back when Seattle was still Seattle, 335 yards and 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Then 2 interceptions, then 4 interceptions. Then 2 interceptions, no interceptions, 3 interceptions, but he had 4 touchdowns that game, 1 interception with 4 touchdowns, then 4 interceptions and 2 interceptions. So let's say we just look at few or more interception games. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He had 5 games that year in 2019 where he threw 3 or more interceptions. Right? That's 8. That's 12. 15. That's 19 of the 30 interceptions that he threw on the season. 19. Now, if he had just thrown 1 of the those 5 games, right? He would have had 15 interceptions. Who knows how many more touchdowns he would have threw, because he threw for 33 touchdowns. and 5,100 yards. And he completed 60% of the passes. Like, he did all that with a bad offensive line. Remember, the next year when they got Tom Brady, they went out and brought in a center. They went out and drafted a right tackle. They made sure that they protected Tom Brady in a way they never protected Jameis Winston. So I'm not saying that there is no warts on Jameis Winston. I'm saying that if you're talking about somebody that likes to throw the ball down the field, Jameis Winston is your guy. He won't be afraid to cut it loose. And he knows how to lead someone so that they can run under the ball. Now, I don't want to sit here and opine for other people's quarterbacks. I'm not saying that Jameis Winston should necessarily come in and start. But boy, wouldn't it feel good that if Daniel Jones was to get hurt, you would turn it over to Jameis Winston instead of Drew Locke or Tommy DeVito. That would feel really good to me. If for no other reason than, okay, I know that the offense can still be opened up. You know how you have to dial the playbook back when the backup comes in? Not with Jameis Winston. Open it up, my guy. And he is athletic enough. Athletic enough that he knows how to pick up first downs, maybe buy you a little time in the pocket, and he'll get you a few rushing touchdowns. I believe in that year, he also had 5 rushing touchdowns in that year. I could be wrong. It might be, may have been 1 rushing touchdown that year. In the year before, he had 5. I don't remember exactly. All I know is that the boy was balling. Like, he threw some picks, a lot of picks, but he was balling. And he had a coach that told him, don't worry about throwing the picks. We'll just get better. And then after the season said, man, he just threw too many picks. We got to get somebody in here that doesn't throw as many picks. And then Tom Brady started off the year doing what? Throwing a bunch of picks. And they changed the entire offense so that Tom Brady wouldn't throw a lot of picks anymore. They went out and got another weapon, Antonio Brown, for him to not throw as many picks. They brought in Rob Gronkowski so that he wouldn't throw as – they did everything to cater to Tom Brady. And my whole point was, why didn't you just do that for the quarterback that you had? So now in New York, they're doing that for the quarterback that they have, right? Instead of going out and getting another quarterback, they just put all of the weapons and all of the protection and all of the things that Daniel Jones needed to be good in place. Now, you might have a chance to put a bona fide starter as the backup quarterback, just in case DJ can't make it through the season or can't make it through a game.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com kroger.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To me, that's phenomenal. Now, again, like I was saying, I don't want to opine over other people's quarterbacks. In fact, I was thinking about the impassioned tweet that Chuck Knox put up on X. And shout out to Chuck Knox. I'm going to read what he said because I thought it was profound. And then I'm going to tell you the places where I agree and the places where I disagree with what he said. And if you're not, go ahead and follow Chuck Knox at Chuck Knox at C-H-U-C-K-K-N-O-X-X. That's Chuck Knox. He says, I really don't believe there is a place for old school diehard Giants fans like me anymore in this new era of fandom. Imagine proclaiming to be a massive Giants fan and 13 days before the Giants season is to kick off, you're busy publicly fantasizing about the starting QB of the Dallas Cowboys wearing your uniform next season. During the years of Dave Brown or Danny Cannell, the thought of Troy Aikman in a Giants jersey would have put me in the hospital for my organs shutting down. I really don't think people get it. It's not just the losing that changed the culture here. There seems to be no loyalty to this franchise from the next generation. Their fandom is for sale and contingent on what the roster does for them in fantasy. Enjoy the last of the dying breed where you can. It's over for us. Now, again, shout out to Chuck Knox. I feel like he really put his heart on his sleeve right there. I don't think that was a diss on Dak Prescott at all. I think it was just an acknowledgement of things that he believed. So I want to tell you how I think about this, right? Where I agree and where I disagree. First off, I think you people out here opining for Dak Prescott to come be your quarterback are some of the corniest people out here. Like, what are you doing? That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. And maybe you're not corny. Maybe that's just a corny thing that you did, right? But number one, there's no guarantee that you can get Dak Prescott because if he's coming, he's not going to come via a trade because you don't have enough assets to give up to get Dak Prescott. Number two, if he's a free agent, is he choosing New York Giants over any other place that might want to give him a contract? I would think that as of right now, right this instant, maybe not in 2025, who knows? The New York Giants would probably be on the bottom of the list, right? Just based off of the fact that the Giants haven't been that successful and the fact that he might be coming into a situation with an unstable owner, not owner, but GM head coach situation. So is he really going to want to sign up for that? The last thing about it is, are the Giants going to be willing to pay Dak Prescott $60+ million to come and be the quarterback for New York? Because that's most likely what it's going to take. $60 million APY. Are the Giants ready to sign up for that? They just signed their two big linemen to extensions in the offseason last year. They've already had to restructure both deals this year. Clearly, there's going to be, you know, cap money coming. But the cap money coming off next year, if you cut Daniel Jones, is only $19 million. That don't get you to 60? Are the Giants willing to sign up for that? And even if they do, has Dak proven that he can elevate a team to something beyond just making the playoffs? Or is the goal for the Giants now to just make the playoffs? Is that the goal for Giants fans? To see, I remember Giants fans telling me that they want championships. Because I said, hey, be patient. You can build back, get back to the playoffs. That's a win. No, it's about championships here. Okay, cool. So do you want to take that chance that Dak Prescott is the person to get you to a Super Bowl? A 30-plus-year-old Dak Prescott. Now, while I agree with that, and I think it's corny that Giants fans, who supposedly hate the Cowboys, would want anything from Dallas, is amazing. Now, if they are going about it by saying, hey, we can really cripple the Cowboys and strengthen our team by getting Dak Prescott, okay, I kind of get it, but you don't have to put Dak Prescott in Giants uniforms now before the start of the 2024 season. So in other words, you don't care about this season at all. You're only thinking about next season. I think it's corny. I also think that Chuck Knox is being disingenuous, because I think that if he had an opportunity to get prime Troy Aikman and not have Dave Brown or Danny Cannell, he does that in a heartbeat. I think that is big cap. I think he is lying. And I ain't even mad at him lying because he's trying to get the point across. But if there was a trade and Dave Brown and Danny Cannell were gone and Troy Aikman was here, he would go, hey, I'm a Giants fan, so he's a Giant now. I'm a root for him. See, that's the corny cop-out stuff, though. Because if you were a real diehard like he says, you would boycott until Troy Aikman was no longer on the team. That's how much your hatred for the Cowboys should run. No? I mean, because I'm not that kind of diehard, but that's what I'm imagining like a diehard is supposed to do, right? Or are you supposed to just go, I don't like it, but he's my quarterback now. He's head and shoulders better than any other quarterback we've had. I guess I'll manage to deal with him. Of course you will. So that's completely disingenuous from Chuck Knox to say that. Another thing I don't agree with, and again, I love the post because I think what he said at the beginning was so true. How can you already be doom and gloom on this season? I see people writing in the comments, oh my gosh, we're just doomed for a bad season. How am I more optimistic about the season than the fans are? I don't even know. I'm still optimistic. I still think that there's a chance for this team to be good. How good? I don't know. But definitely an improvement from last year. But that last part that I don't agree with, right? He says, I really don't think people get it. It's not just the losing that changed the culture. There seems to be no loyalty to the franchise from the next generation. Hey, my guy, this generation has grown up with things to do. So if the team is inept, if the team is not entertaining, if the team is losing, yes, they're going to find something else to do at their time. It doesn't mean that they're not fans. It just means that they have more to do. Back when Chuck Knox was coming up, back when I was coming up, what else were you going to do? There was just not a lot to do. The world has opened up. And there is so much more to do now. You don't have to commit your Saturdays and Sundays to football. You can go and do other things with your time and never even think about football. I would never do it because I'm a diehard football fan. Chuck Knox would never do it because he's a diehard Giants fan, right? But that doesn't mean that these people aren't fans because, like, they'll just be willing to do something else with their time. And it also doesn't mean that their loyalty is for sale. Because just because you don't, like, talk about and or go to the game doesn't mean you're still not a fan of the team. It means that you want to be entertained for your money, which, by the way, is substantially more now than it was when people were fans when I was growing up. The amount of money that you have to spend to go to a football game is so much that it makes it unaffordable for the people who want to enjoy it the way that they want to enjoy it. So for me, if I'm going to a football game as a fan, which rarely happens, but I'm going to go to a football game, I want to be able to get some drinks. I want to be able to get some in the park food. Those drinks are $20 a pop, $15 a pop. I'm sorry, that might sound cheap, but it's not. Not everybody makes $120,000 a year. So do you want to have your expendable income go disposable? Your disposable, maybe that guy was right that said that I didn't know how to talk. Maybe he was right. Hey, shout out to you, whatever your name was in the comments that was telling me I was stupid. I appreciate you. Like, your disposable income, do you want to take $150 to $200 and just throw it away at a game that's not even entertaining? You can't blame these fans today for saying, yo, I'll find something better to do. And when the product is entertaining, not winning, because I think that that's the problem. You can be boring and win, right? You can have a boring winning product. When the product is entertaining, I guarantee you, if DJ starts hitting touchdown passes to Neighbors and Slayton and Wandale, and if that starts happening, the fans will be there. Wins or not. Wins or not, the fans will be there if the product is entertaining. But the product has not been entertaining. The 2022 season, the product was only kind of sort of entertaining. It was a whole lot of bend but don't break from the defense and just don't turn the ball over from the offense and win it late. Find a way in the end to win. Give it to Saquon. Hold on to win. It was a lot of that. The product hasn't been entertaining for, 7 years? Maybe more? When was the last time that the product was really entertaining? Again, not just winning, but entertaining. See, one of the problems that I think the Giants have had is that they've known that the fan base is going to be there regardless of what they do. And so there hasn't been the pressure. There hasn't been the pressure to get better. There hasn't been the pressure to make this team the best that it can be because they know that the fans are just going to be loyal like Chuck Knox. But if the fans start walking away and they go, oh my God, what do we need to do to get these fans back? Hey, we got to put a product on the field that is entertaining. And if it's entertaining, there's a chance you're going to win. So there's no reason to act as if, like, they both go hand in hand because they don't. There have been a lot of entertaining losing teams. That Buccaneers team that had Jameis Winston on it, that was an entertaining losing team. So entertaining that the best quarterback on the planet decided to leave his golden castle and come over there to lead them to a Super Bowl. I'm just saying these things don't fix themselves. And so while I appreciate what Chuck Knox said, and again, I agree with a lot of it, I think he left some meat on the bone, right? by trying to make it seem as if people weren't being loyal for some type of reason. No, it just hasn't been enjoyable, and there's more to do now. I'm looking forward to a more enjoyable product this year. That's what I believe. I believe the product will be more enjoyable. I believe it'll be fun to talk about this team, regardless of the wins and the losses. I think this team will make mistakes. I think this team will make progress. And I'm looking forward to reporting all of it. That's how this thing works. And I'm really looking forward to seeing if Jameis Winston hits the waiver wires, because if he does, Joe Shane better be on the phone the same day. That's all the time I have for today, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure that you go to the New York Giants on SI website for all your New York Giants news and information. Make sure that you like, subscribe, tell somebody else. Hey, those subscribers are starting to shoot up. I appreciate all of the love that the podcast has been getting. Those subscribers are starting to go up, but the analytics says there's still 80%+ of people who watch this pod that are not subscribed, which means all of you can go out there and subscribe. Hit it. We're trying to hit 2,000 before game one or week one. We may not get there, but we're going to go down swinging. And if we don't get there by week one, we'll get there eventually. I have nothing but faith in you, the same way to have hope for this Giants team this year in 2024. Until next time, I'm Coach Gene Clemens, and I have a Giant issue.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.